Well, I was brought up in a Roman Catholic home in Ardoyne, and I had Roman Catholic parents who were very strict, and I was taught to go to my chapel every morning, every Sunday morning, without missing. Well, this was on up until I was about the age of 17, and I started to go around with this brothers and friends. Well, while I was going with this brothers and friends, we used to have discussions about religion. I used to argue about who was right. I was right, and he used to say he was right. Until we argued so much that I started to wonder whether I was right or wrong, and I started to have doubts. So when I started going to confession, I used to think about it, and when I went to Mass and so on, instead of sitting listening to the priest, I used to be sitting wondering, was I doing the right thing? Well, I got every time I went to Mass or to confession, I didn't seem to get anything out of it, because somehow or other I always kept probing it and thinking, was it right or was it wrong? Well, I kept going around until this night I went to a wee meeting where there was a Roman Catholic monk, and while the monk was speaking, I came out and I was a wee bit mad, and I said to the person I was with, why did he stay so long in the convent if he didn't believe it was right? And I was more or less arguing the point out. But anyhow, it didn't convince me, and I ended up starting to go to different meetings. And through time, I realised that what I was being taught was wrong, and that it wasn't the way to be saved. But during this time, my parents had found out that I had been going to these meetings, and there was an argument in the home. My people told me to get out. So of course I got out, and I went to live with these Protestant friends. My father and mother came after me, but I was 17 and a half, and the priest told them there was nothing they could do. Well, anyhow, they seemed to drop the matter, and I was left on my own. But the friend whom I went about with wasn't saved, although he knew the way. He just didn't seem to get anywhere. And of course I didn't go. I just started going to church now and again, and I drifted into sin. And I just kept drifting further and further and further away. I was really nothing then. But God didn't save me, didn't take me out of the Roman Catholic Church just for to leave me there. So he finally caught up with me again. And my conscience was always bothering me, because of being used to being a Roman Catholic and going to Mass all the time, I started to feel as if I was nothing all the time, and I knew there was a religion, and I knew there was a God, but still I wasn't going anywhere. So I was led into this Salvation Army place, and I used to go there every so often to the meetings. And every time I went, I used to have a battle inside me between God and the devil. God used to tell me I needed to be saved and I was a sinner, but somehow or other I just hadn't got the nerve to get up and confess that I was a sinner. Until this night, there was a lady speaking, and whenever she spoke, she just seemed to say the exact same thing that was happening inside me. She said, inside you, there's one person is telling you for to come and accept Christ as your Saviour, and the other one is telling you for to put him out. And you can only have two masters. You can either only follow God or follow Satan. And I realised then, if I didn't follow Jesus, and I would be going the opposite way, going the road to eternity. And it was then that I realised that I was a sinner, and I accepted Christ as my own personal Saviour. And since then, I've been blessed in many ways. I go to see my people, although now and again, there is a dispute in the house. Sometimes something happens and it causes a whole upheaval. But otherwise, everything has turned out well for me. And I have found a peace and a happiness, because when I look at other Roman Catholics going to these places now, I say to myself, well, how can I believe these things? And I've got a joy and a happiness inside me with accepting Christ as my own personal Saviour. And I would recommend anyone else to accept him too, especially so many Protestants that hear the gospel every day from the churches. They hear it, Roman Catholics don't hear it, but somehow or other, when they do hear it, they accept. And still there's so many Protestants hearing it every day and every Sunday, and they won't seem to grasp it or take it in. And I hope and pray that you do. for his name's sake. Amen.